Welcome to Cinema Savants. He's Todd Vandenberg. I'm Rob Steele, and we've got a small quantity of movie news because not much happened this week that was, let's be honest, worth talking about. I guess, you know, we'll start with some big news out of Fox that is just kind of weird to me that The Simpsons are still around. And yes, we're starting with TV news. You'll get over it. The Simpsons have officially been renewed for the 31st and 32nd season, which also allowed it to break the record of the longest running primetime scripted series, which was Gunsmoke, which is a very different show than The Simpsons.
It's a little different.
Can you believe this? I remember watching The Simpsons shorts on the Tracy Ullman show.
As do I. It was quite a different show.
And I remember watching them back then and thinking, when they announced the series, these shorts aren't even doing it for me. How are you going to turn this into a full-fledged series? And here we are in season 31 and 32. Holy cow.
I liked The Simpsons a lot for the first decade. And for the second decade, it kind of started losing it for me, which is the case with a lot of people. Obviously, not everybody, because here we are and they've renewed. Mm-hmm. The only thing that surprised me was that they renewed for two seasons. That's really kind of unusual.
It is. Well, it's following the CW's thing of we're renewing everything. And you kind of go, really? So, yeah, seasons 31 and 30. Well, if you're waiting 30 years to jump the shark, I think you've done pretty good.
You know, a lot of people say they jumped the shark about 10 years ago. But
oh, darn, 20 years.
The only thing that surprises me really about this is that it's still on Fox.
That is a bit surprising, although
considering Fox News and The Simpsons are like diametrically opposed. It's like the network doesn't realize that what goes on. They've never seen the show, is my guess.
They're making fun of us. I didn't know. Yeah. But Matt Groening has a lot of money and can retire now, I guess.
It took him until this to get that kind of money.
That's just bizarre. But also news out of Fox, there was an alleged pilot for a 24 prequel. And thankfully that's been scrapped. It wasn't going to, it was going to have Jack Bauer, but it wasn't going to be Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer. Yeah. And no.
Was he going to be in grade school or something? First I said, what, 12, but it's going to be in grade school. They could just call it 7. It's like, well, this is how long he's in school.
There you go.
Yeah. No.
They are still producing the 24 spinoff, or I guess it's the Japanese TV spinoff about the legal thriller that's using the 24 format. That's still going, but the prequel isn't.
A wise decision, I think.
I'll agree. Speaking of wise decisions and guns, of which there are a lot of in 24, James Gunn. See, moving from Fox to Disney. Yeah, that's right. Disney with James Gunn. Still, and it has to do with the Guardians of the Galaxy. No, he is not coming back to direct it. No, they still don't know who's going to direct it. But Chris Pratt says, yeah, we are using his script for the movie. Because let me see if I can find the quote. When asked if the Gunn script was being used, Chris Pratt responded, yeah. And have you read it? Yeah, I have. It's off the chain. It's so good. It's so good. So apparently it's good.
It sounds like a Chris Pratt quote if there
it
ever
really
was.
It does.
So, you know, at this point, I really wouldn't be surprised if eventually Gunn doesn't wind up directing it, because there's been a lot of pressure to get him on Disney to pull back on this. And as it stands now, it's going to be quite a while before they work it, before they do it. He'll have time to do The Suicide Squad, which is...
Sounds...
you know, it might be fine, especially since he's on it. I'm more or less looking forward to it. But the fact that you're making a sequel to a movie called Suicide Squad, and the title is The Suicide Squad, wow.
The other one was a fake Suicide Squad, since... What two of them died and one of them at the beginning of the movie and they shot him themselves?
I often really wonder what the hell is going on at Warner's DC.
I don't know.
In a sequel to this movie, what are we calling it? We threw a "the" in front of the other title. because people won't be confused by that whatsoever.
The Predator. Shut up.
Exactly. Just do that. And it's the same thing. It's like, what movie did you see? Did you see Predator or The Predator or Predators?
Predator.
Yeah.
No, man, I saw Predator 2. Oh, dang. That was Alien versus Predator The 2. What? Just actually bizarre thing that was tacked on to this James Gunn story was word out of the BBC came that Oreo the raccoon, the real life model for the Guardians of the Galaxy character Rocket Raccoon, died at the age of 10. I don't know if that's a long time for a raccoon, and this is an actual raccoon.
So. I thought we were staying away from the dead performer stories. That makes me sad now.
It's not a dead. It's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon, but still, its name is Oreo, or her name was Oreo, whichever.
Yeah, it didn't actually say. It didn't give a gender, man, because it's a gender-fluid society, and, you know, before I get into trouble on that, moving on to the next story, also out of Disney, also concerning Marvel, and yet still concerning Fox, Disney CEO Bob Iger said that Deadpool is still going to be rated R when they do them through Disney. I don't know if it's still going to be as R as Deadpool has been, but I think that's interesting news.
It is interesting news. That's also really smart news.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't been the biggest fan of the Deadpool movies, although I'll give them that they did Juggernaut right in the second one.
that they did.
Juggernaut's one of my favorite characters, and I'd like to see him get a better role than that. But... and there's a pun if you're paying attention. just saying, I was going somewhere with that and I've lost it. No, it's you have to kind of keep going in that same vein because otherwise it's not going to be a Deadpool movie and then you lose your audience. Yep. And it's making a ton of money.
Yes.
That, so
that's a mistake for them to do that. So good for Disney branching out.
Going to be a hard R movie out of Disney, which there's is weird.
Billion fear. But yeah, but it's not going to have a Disney logo on it. So, you know, hopefully they figured that out. That it really isn't going to make people aren't going to have that connotation, or they shouldn't be shocked. As, oh my God, what's going to happen now?
Mickey, what did you do?
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to have, well, can't tell that joke. But anyway, yeah, I think you know the joke I'm talking about with Mickey and Minnie and Goofy. But so you don't have to worry about it.
So hard R movie from Disney, and I guess we're going back to Fox kind of with this one because it's kind of tied in with Fox's Gotham. Yes, we're switching to DC now, so expect this to be not as friendly because they haven't done a good job. And I suspect this is going to be kept up with this series. Pennyworth, the Alfred prequel series, this is Alfred of Batman fame, they said it's going to be an unhinged R-rated Bat prequel. So, Alfred as Deadpool, kind of.
Yeah.
Which I can see, and yet, no, don't do this.
No, I can't see it at all.
Alfred's being played by Jack Bannon, and he goes, he's a former British SAS soldier in his 20s, who forms a security company and goes to work with a young billionaire, Thomas Wayne, before Bruce is born.
Yeah, right. It's just a story that doesn't need to be told because it sucks.
I don't know that I think if you just called it Alfred and came out with this series and didn't have it linked in the slightest to Batman.
Exactly.
Or better yet, don't call him Alfred. Have him change his name in the last episode. You know, if it's a movie, I keep seeing that it's a movie and it's a TV series. I don't know which it is because they don't seem to have made up their minds on this. What? Marvel or DC and Warner is not making up their minds? Who knew?
Yeah, have him not be the established character of the butler caretaker that's been there for decades. And yes, I know that they put that in the background and it's there, but.
Have him be Steve through the whole thing until, you know, in the last season, he meets a guy named Tom Wayne, and you don't think much about it because you haven't made the connection yet. And then it turns out to be Tom Wayne. Here's his son, Bruce. There's an assassination of Tom and his wife, Martha. We're not getting into her name. And then, you know, in his will, take care of Bruce. Oh, crap. I'll be the butler. I'm changing my name to Alfred, and I'll train him to be a badass kid. How's that? There's a way to do it. Instead of coming out up front and saying, it's an Alfred series, and you kind of go, eh, concentrate on making it a good character first.
I have negative interest. Not no interest. I have negative interest. I would honestly try to dissuade people from watching this because it sounds like another freaking train wreck.
Well, speaking of freaking train wrecks, that's not the only news out of DC this week. And actually, I don't know. This could end up being good because it's a CW-based TV series. And they've done fairly good, at least in the first couple seasons of them. This one concerning the forthcoming Batwoman TV series, where we've got ourselves a villain. And it's been cast as Rachel Skarsten has been cast as Alice. Really? That sounds like a... Boy, that's a vicious-sounding name you've got there, Alice. She's apparently the leader of the Lewis Carroll-inspired Wonderland gang. Oh, dear. Now, you see, right off the bat, I'm going to go with, why does it have to... Just because you have a female hero doesn't mean you need to have a female villain. And if you're going to go with Alice, this seems like a good place to put the Mad Hatter.
It would.
And that I can see... Mad Hatter is a character you'd have to do a longer story with because you can't, you know, there's so much that you have to do psychological stuff going on with this character. Doing him as a one-off in an episode is just going to be, oh, well, you wasted that. But doing him as a whole series or a whole season as a villain, there you go. Do I follow the Batman books? Yes, actually I do. Have I heard of Alice in the Wonderland Gang? No, actually, I haven't. I'm just saying. So, yeah. Does this sound like a good idea to you?
Not really, but, you know, I don't particularly care because I don't really... And I've seen some episodes of some of these CW series, but in every show, I've gotten to a point where they do something really stupid and I'm done with it. So...
Yeah, there is that. Okay, like, how about... good news from DC. You want good news? Straight up good news? Hopefully. Yeah. I'm hoping it's good news.
I'm hoping it's
good. Actually, no. That was a teaser because I forgot to write down these two things that I just found that they don't make sense. But it's DC and movies. There's an Aquaman spinoff coming called The Trench. It's being made now. That's not the news part. The news part is I found... five different stories that say that this is coming. All of them on different sites all have the word exclusive attached to it. You use that word a lot. I do not think it means what you think it means. You can't all have the same exclusive story. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
That's sad.
So there is that. The other thing is... And I suppose this could be a spoiler, but I don't think it's going to be once you start watching the movie. The Shazam movie that's coming out, it's this year. Do we have a date yet for Shazam?
We do. I can't think of it offhand, but I will have it in a moment. It's
you do that while I tell them about this.
Tomorrow. No, it's not tomorrow.
Wow, that was quick. Apparently, there's going to be a cameo at the end of it, and that cameo is going to be... Superman. Here's the catch. Henry Cavill isn't doing it, but that doesn't mean Henry Cavill's done doing the role. He's just, you know, busy doing something else, and we don't know if he's coming back to do the role. So expect it to be a Superman shaped silhouette or something with maybe a voiceover. But oh, look, it's Superman.
April 5th.
I knew it was coming up soon, but didn't want to. Anyway. Yay, Superman's going to be in the Shazam movie. That's nice. Here's a better thing. Because the Shazam movie, the more trailers I see of it, the goofier it looks. And I don't want another goofy superhero movie. So what I'm going to watch instead, and this is around the same time, comes from the DC animated section. the people who know how to do DC movies correctly. Justice League versus the Fatal Five. Yes, that is crossing into Legion of Superheroes territory. That's okay. They're in this too. Justice League versus the Fatal Five starts streaming on March 30th. The disc will be available on April 16th. There's a new trailer. We find out that they're introducing Miss Martian and Mr. Terrific, no relation, into the series. I like the idea. I think this ought to be good. They're introducing characters people aren't necessarily familiar with, but they're doing it with characters we're very familiar with. And it's a DC animated movie. Unless they slide back into the Batman Harley Quinn thing, it's going to be good.
We would indeed hope.
Yeah. Nope. So there's that. Moving on to, well, I guess we're going back to Disney because they own everything that's not DC these days, pretty much, kind of. Ooh. News from the world, or I guess worlds of Star Wars, because there have been a lot of rumors in the past week as to what the new title of Star Wars 9 is. And earlier last week, I suppose, Star Wars Balance of the Force was going to be the title until they realized that's the name of an old digital pinball game. Okay, that's not it. Then came Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. No, that's the new ride at Disneyland. Anthony Daniels of C-3PO fame tweeted, there's going to be a major announcement happening. But then there wasn't. And Mark Hamill popped up and said, there's a new title of the movie, and I'm not telling you what it is, which I thought was brilliant, leading a lot of people to suspect that the title is now Star Wars, now 100% Skywalker free. That's not it. We're probably not going to find out until the trailer comes out, which is going to be at the Star Wars Celebration Expo in April, which should be in May, so they can have it on May the 4th. So May the 4th be with you and you have your Star Wars thing. That would have made sense. Just saying. Anyway, do you have any speculation on the Star Wars titles?
Yeah, it's going to be subtitled At Last It's Over.
Actually, for this last series, I'm with you.
Yeah, and of course it'll never be over, but I just hope, and it's not that they've been bad, because this last group of movies, they haven't been bad, but they have not been great either. Are they improvements over things like the Phantom Squalid mess? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those things were atrocious. But I don't know, maybe you're just not going to be able to recapture that. And it would be difficult, because the first one was a breath of fresh air, very different. And that's back when George Lucas understood how to direct movies, which apparently he's really only managed to pull off 3 times, which is weird. And handed it off to, excuse me, Irvin Kershner, who never gets any credit for making the best movie. It seems like no one ever talks about him. And he's the director of The Empire Strikes Back, by far the best Star Wars movie. And really started going downhill after that, for me. Return of the Jedi is fun, it's cute, it's not a great movie. And there just hasn't been a great one since the second Star Wars movie. So I guess maybe it's too much to ask. But
I will put Return of the Jedi I actually don't put it that much lower than The Empire Strikes Back. But yeah, after the original trilogy, you just can't live up to that. I mean, I think that's, you know, you get a lot of old classic Lifetime excellent movies, and you can't make sequels to those.
But no, you can. Look at the Marvel universe. I mean, yes, they're different characters, but they're playing with an entire universe in Star Wars. They could have chose, and they eventually did choose to do that. They just made.
They're just not doing a good job.
And they're just not doing it. And I'm not sure why, but that's why Solo, which made what, $600 million, was, quote, a disappointment, because in context, it is.
Yeah, in context.
And that's the thing. You know, the James Bond series, I mean, that thing has been going on forever, longer than The Simpsons almost. Well, not almost, actually much longer. But I'm talking about individual movies, not.
Feels time. Like it.
And for the most part, they've been able to keep it up. When they relaunched with Daniel Craig and took away all the silly crap and made it back about an assassin, a government-sanctioned assassin, they got back to the core of what the story is about. it's just, it's unfortunate to me that they have not been able to do that quite yet with Star Wars. I mean, like I said, these things are much, much better than the garbage they were putting out the first group of sequels. Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, which again is another idiotic thing that they're doing. Because no, A New Hope, Star Wars 4, A New Hope, it's not Star Wars 4, A New Hope. It's just Star Wars. So stop with that crap.
Yeah. A lot of people still don't know that. When it came out, it was just Star Wars. There was no Episode 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't A New Hope. It was just, here it is. And everyone went, this is brilliant. We love this. And now you can go to, what is it, the Chinese theater where they put people's hands and feet in cement, and you'll see R2-D2 and C-3PO somewhere.
You will indeed.
Which is kind of a weird concept.
It is a weird concept. I just hope that this last one, for now, hopefully they have an even tighter script, because to me that's been part of the problem with the latest group is there are some glaring, obvious, stupid things in all of the movies. It's like, no, that just does not make sense. They would not do this if they were real people. And they just did it because that's the only way the writers could think of things to go. So hopefully they change that.
Well, speaking of writing.
Yay!
I think we're going to we'll leave off with this story because it's kind of weird. And you can go back and listen to this as many times as you want because it has to do with Groundhog's Day. It is, you know, I've been hearing that there's going to be a sequel to Groundhog's Day. And I thought, what's the point? Just watch the original again, hint.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not really, did they ever have an explanation as to how Bill Murray got stuck in the loop?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Just did.
Unless you're going to explain that, which you can't in a way that would make sense. This sequel, Groundhog Day, like Father, like Son. Oh, dear. Although, if you're going to do this, here's the way to do it. This story follows Phil Connors Jr., who gets trapped in the town of Puxatawney?
Puxatawney.
It's too many consonants. And has to learn the true value of friends and family to escape the repeating nightmare that his dad was in. Now, the big question is, what format is this going to be? Is this going to be a big screen movie with Bill Murray in it? No. Is it going to be a TV series? No. Is it going to be a streaming series? No. It's going to be a VR video game for the PlayStation. Not making this up. There is actually a trailer for it. You can... apparently, you get to be Phil Connors Jr. and figure out how to get everything to line up nicely and escape Puxatawney. Does this work for you? Because I can tell you right now, I'd get really bored with this game really quick.
It just depends on what they do with it. Like with anything, it just depends on the writing. Again, like you said. I think it's a cool concept.
Oh, I love the concept. It's the, I mean, if you're going to do it, this would be the way, I suppose.
As long as Ned Ryerson is in it, then I'm happy.
Phil
Connors?
Actually, there's a bit in the trailer where he goes, you look just like Phil Connor, Phil Connor's son, and you get to punch him in the face. Or something like it's very similar to that. Anyway, so yeah, apparently he's in it, and there you go. I know we don't normally do video game news, but it's movie related, so I think it counts. And that's really all we've got this week. There hasn't been a whole lot of interesting movie news. So what I'm going to recommend is coming back on Friday and listening to us review a couple movies that are out that you can go see, or you can, you know, do what you probably should do, and that would be getting out and going to see a movie.
Captain, we're losing power on the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone. Hey, who turned out the light?